BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily and a new week of the podcasts. After his fantastic foxtrot at the weekend on Strictly, Judge Rinder is back on speaking to us, but we worry he's losing his sass in the Strictly bubble. Is Danny Dyer royalty? Find out on today's Real or No Real. A new week of bangers, and what about when people call you by the wrong name and you leave it too late to correct them? Scott Mills, Radio 1. Right, ready for another week in the lunchtimes, Chris?
I'm ready, are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was good, yeah.
Weren't you an adult this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going through a sort of transitional phase at the moment of adulting.
Yeah. It's new for you, this, isn't it?
It is. And
bit of a struggle.
Yeah, it's me just trying to grow up. I'm having to do things that grown-ups have traditionally done.
Mm.
But you call it adulting, and I think it's a good phrase.
So what did you adult this weekend? Didn't you go to the tip or something?
I had to go to the dump, yeah.
Right. Also, you must have done that before.
Right, here was a problem as well. I needed to find out the opening hours of the dump.
Yes.
Because I had loads of stuff I obviously needed to dump.
Wow, this has really changed.
Not called a dump. And also, if you try and Google dump opening times, it doesn't come up with it. It's got some massive, long, fancy name.
Was it when you got there, they were like, this is not a dump, it's called this?
Yeah, it's called like waste management disposal.
Still a dump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
They probably get really offended because you call it dump, but it is for putting your rubbish in.
Oh, mate, they got really serious with me as well.
I bet I know exactly what's happened and you haven't even told me.
Well, go on then.
I bet you mixed everything up and you had to put metals in one bit, plastics in another bit.
Did that, one of the car loads, I just had cardboard in, right? Just loads and loads of cardboard, turned up, and the guy went, he looked in the back and was like, oh, you got a lot of cardboard in there? I was like, yeah, cardboard. And he goes, absolutely no chance today, mate. I'm not taking any more cardboard.
That's amazing.
So why is it? You are?
Did he take it?
No, I had to turn around and go away. He refused me. I wasn't granted access to the dump.
That's so good.
Rubbish.
Sorry, mate, no more
Literally. Cardboard.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we're going to speak to Judge Rinder at 1:40 this afternoon. He's still in Strictly. Me and Chris have just been practising the Ed Balls, the greatest bit of the Ed Balls dance from the weekend.
I don't feel you're fully committing on the initial dive under my legs, though.
I'm not diving. But you're going to be Balls, and I'm going to be Katya.
Do you want me to be the Balls?
Yes, you be the Balls. I'll be your professional dancer. That bit where she's kind of kicking out, it's incredible, in Gangnam Style.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you need to get this thing on YouTube.
I mean, we recreated one of Judge Rinder's best dances, where he played his dancer's bum, like bum bongos, the other day. But this is going to be a step up if this goes well. We'll have a video for you soon. I'm knackered.
So are we going to do this then and record it? We're happy with that.
We'll record it
Fine. We'll
probably
do that
during the news beat, yeah. As you know, everyone wants to go to Blackpool.
All I want to do is dance on that Blackpool ballroom floor.
Everyone wants to be there, so the pressure's on.
They mentioned it so many times last night, but how many? We've counted them for you, we'll tell you later. And Judge Rinder at 1:40.
Your love is fading.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Judge Rinder, with an excellent foxtrot on Strictly Come Dancing at the weekend. I never got to do a foxtrot. And even if I had, you wouldn't have been able to tell that it was one. Rinder's on at 1:40.
To be fair to Judge Rinder, he's smashing it with Strictly.
He really
is. We take the mick out of him a little bit. We have supported him as well, but he is actually doing brilliantly.
We'll speak to him at 1:40, and me and Chris have just recreated the iconic Ed Balls Gangnam Style dance, which we're about to put on social media for you. Enjoy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On my Twitter at the moment, and I think on Chris's Snapchat, you can see us recreating Ed Balls' iconic Gangnam Style dance from the weekend. I'm underneath Chris. A lot of people giving it a 10 from them.
Interesting that you let me be the Balls, isn't it? Because I would have thought you would naturally fit that role.
No, I just wanted to kick my legs out, because I thought that was a pretty suave move from Katya there.
For me, I don't know if you can better an original dance with Psy and Gangnam Style, but for me, he did it better.
Everyone's thinking, what's coming next with this music? Week 8 of Strictly Come Dancing. And he's still doing it, he's still giving it his all. Judge Rinder, you've made it to Blackpool.
I know, I can scarcely contain myself. That music has made me feel, I don't know, moist with excitement.
I know. Now, do you remember when you came in back at the start of Strictly and we announced that you were going on the show?
Yeah.
I want to remind you, you said this.
People keep wanting to conscript me to say things like, all I want to do is get to Blackpool. I just want to get to Blackpool. What nonsense.
I'm going to be glued to this every single week. Oh, I can't tell
all
you.
All I want, all I've ever wanted. It's the only programme, in fact, it's the only moment in the world where anybody uttered the phrase, all I want is just to get to Blackpool.
Well, you've changed your tune.
Never quote me to me, I think it's what can I say? Yeah, but I mean, it changes, doesn't it? You know,
it does.
When the facts change, my opinion changes. What do you do? You know, I think the reality is I have no idea just how important it was to Oksana, you know, and I like her quite a lot these days.
I know, I noticed that.
Most of the time. So, you know, it's the Wimbledon of tennis or the Wembley of football bracket, so I'm told.
And
so, you know,
it's all you've ever wanted.
Well, let's not go too far, but I am really excited about it.
Well, you sound so different, Judge Rinder. Do you feel like this competition... Yeah, you're right. Do you feel this competition has made you a nicer person? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's made you a nicer person, or is it just...
In what sense?
Well, you're coming across so lovely now, and you're really passionate about the process. You, I don't know. You've lost all your sass, it feels.
That's so ridiculous. That's complete nonsense.
I think it's because we're used to seeing you on Judge Rinder, and now we're actually seeing that you're really nice.
I'm not really nice. I'm just sort of authentic.
I like that you're like, you're the only person I know that denies that they're really nice when they get told.
You're not going to conscript me into saying, I hope that I always evince an authentic reaction to things. I sort of make it up. You know, that's why Silly Craig and his comments on my face and stuff, you know, all the other judges seem to be able to focus on the dance, and he can't really get past it.
Yeah.
I don't really know why. No, I have an honest... I really love it. I'm having a really good time, and I actually really love Oksana, and when it goes well, you know, I'm sure you had this experience perhaps at least once in rehearsal. It feels really, really good.
Yeah.
And so I'm sort of expressing that. You know.
Silly Craig, that's
surely
what we'll call
when
him.
When things go well for you or you've managed to perform, Christopher, you express some kind of joy.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
sometimes when Watford do well.
Seconds after it starts.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Let's call him Silly Craig from now on, shall we?
Let's call him Silly Craig. Actually, Christopher, what do you do when, you know, you really managed to give a convincing performance? I can imagine there's a sort of high five.
Well, what I do now, Judge Rinder, is I imagine that I'm you. And I have all the grace and decorum of a Judge Rinder on Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, that's marvellous. That's really good.
I just want to say congratulations on a beautiful foxtrot.
I love that. I was a bit worried at the beginning when they said they were going to do it. We were going to do it because it's really unshowy. You know, it's not the type of dance that gets, you know, you get to the end and people race to their feet because they're sort of inspired by it. It's really slow and controlled and they're technical. And it looks a lot more, I think, difficult. Or rather, and maybe the way I did it, it feels a lot more difficult than it looks when the professionals do it. So.
I thought it looked like proper dancing, Scott. Didn't you think? Like, really serious. Yeah. You weren't dressed as a Flintstone.
No, it's week 8. That's the thing you've got to do. At this point in the competition, serious dancing is happening.
I've looked back at that Flintstone dance, and there's almost a hair's breadth between me and Edwina Curry. We look almost identical.
No, it's as I said before, a glimpse into the future for Tom Daley. Do you? It was really sweet that your grandparents were there. Oh,
I know. No, it really was. Yeah, again, I was worried that was a little bit schmaltzy, but in all truth, you know, they're loving this. This was their program.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they really enjoyed it. My poor darling grandma. You know, I went up to her. She couldn't hear terribly much of it. And I said, darling, what did you think? She goes, do you think they can get my stroller so I can get to the loo?
Oh!
You know, that was my... But she did have a good time.
Good.
She did
proud.
I know. I'm glad, though. I have to tell you, she was talking to Tess. Did you see what she said to her?
Yeah, they were talking all over Tess, weren't they?
No, I said, oh, yes, I loved your husband. And, you know, bearing in mind the newspapers my grandmother reads, I was terrified she was going to say something awful.
Yeah, I don't think she realised that she was on the telly.
No, not a clue. No sense of it whatsoever.
So sweet.
You know, I was I don't know, moments away from her saying, you could do a lot better, dear, or something, you know?
Yeah.
Would have been awful.
That would have been bad.
I've got a question for you, Judge Rinder. Do you think you're going to win Strictly Come Dancing?
Probably not. I mean, it's a strange old year. I mean, look around.
But listen, the great thing is...
Yeah, I know.
You're on!
I'm so excited. I'm going to eat fish and chips. I'm going to... help me here.
You're going to Stick of Rock. Stick of Rock. You've never been to Blackpool, have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you? What did you do there, then?
I can't say I went on purpose.
Right.
But I definitely did go there once.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll take you right up the tower as well. Someone will.
They'll take me up where?
To the tower. That's where you're dancing. But you can go to the top.
First.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Apparently there's all sorts of things happening. I mean, I don't know. I love Blackpool and the people of Blackpool.
There we are. Very, very good.
That sounded political.
Really, really good there at the end.
Yeah, I know, doesn't it? Where do you stay there? Khan has been there about a million times.
Yeah, because it's like a dancing capital. You stay in the Four Winds B&B.
That sounds charming.
You don't
My friend went there. You know, it's one of the few places in the world that you can phone a politician about and ask where the nice places are to go to. Because they've all been there, you know. So you must know this because you live in, you know, when you telephone Theresa May, Christopher.
You say...
Well, she's your constituency MP. You say,
All right, Theresa May.
Where are the fun places to go? Yeah, where are the fun places to go in Blackpool?
Listen, we are rooting for you all the way. Thank you very much, Judge Rinder. You've made it to Blackpool. It's all you've ever wanted.
Thank you very much. And your wonderful, thoughtful listeners, all of whom are splendid, especially the ones from Blackpool. BBC
Radio 1. Oh, love him. I think he can make it to the final, you know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are now giving us ideas of places for the Strictly people to stay when in Blackpool. Apparently Samuel L. Jackson stayed there once at a hotel which is close enough to join in, but you can't smell the chips. It changes you, Strictly. And suddenly you say things that you've never, ever said before and probably will never say again, like, I can't wait to go to Blackpool. I mean, obviously Blackpool's a great place, but what I'm saying is they're almost pleading, they're begging it. Did anyone notice how many times they said it last night?
Oh, it must have been a few.
I've got it for you right here. It was ridiculous.
Eight couples dance, but there's only room for seven in next week's show at the Blackpool Tower Ballroom.
Which means just one thing. Blackpool.
Blackpool.
Blackpool, baby.
Blackpool.
Blackpool.
This girl has never been to Blackpool.
Yes. Blackpool.
Blackpool.
Blackpool special.
Blackpool.
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 Made it to Blackpool. I've Blackpool and...
Blackpool on the horizon.
Blackpool.
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 Blackpool Ballroom.
Blackpool.
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 Ed, just to confirm, Blackpool.
27 times in just 40 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lol, how ironic, says someone. Have you guys ever counted how many times you say Radio 1 in a show? Pointless text of the day.
Wow.
It's because we're on it.
Children in Need with BBC Radio 1.
So it's that time of year again. Children in Need season has arrived. You've probably seen loads of stuff in your local shops and on TV and online. Maybe you or a group of mates are even taking part in your own fundraising event. This week, in the lead up to the appeal night on Friday, we're finding out where the money you donate to Children in Need goes. And we've been speaking to young people from across the UK who've been helped by some of the charities supported by Children in Need. Now, Khalifa was hanging around with the wrong crowd until she found a mentor through a project called Reaching Higher. This is Khalifa's story.
Your mentor needs to be someone that is able to relate to you. They don't have to say the words, I'm your mentor. Sometimes it's literally, are you okay? Someone who's available, have that one-on-one contact with, who's able to understand you and work on your strengths, not just your weaknesses.
I'm a resource that you can check into. Just a sounding board, just a listening ear, just a big sister. When you come back, or when you come and tell us, you know, that you enjoyed something or that you're now good at something, that's job done, you know, that's
definitely
a tip.
Definitely, and I like how informal it is as well. Now I feel capable to go out and make different decisions, explore. It's great to come back and say, I've actually made it, thank you, and to have someone on that journey with you. It's quite hard for young people to access that help, access that support. So that's what I find the most rewarding thing.
Anyone can be a mentor. Everyone's got something to give. And the fact that you are you and you have achieved all that you've achieved in your short life already, that's inspiration to somebody else.
See, just making sure that someone's okay every now and again can mean a lot. So the money you give to children in need goes to projects across the UK which help young people just like Khalifa. She now has a much brighter future and is about to give back by becoming a mentor herself. So here's Greg with info on how you can donate and the terms and conditions.
To donate £5 to BBC Children in Need, text CHILD to 70705. Text will cost £5 plus your standard network message charge, and £5 will go to Children in Need. You must be 16 or over, and please ask the bill payer's permission. For full terms and conditions or more information, visit bbc.co.uk/pudsey.
Children in Need with BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you know, on a certain type of phone, which is made by the company that rhymes with Snapple.
The fruit one.
Yeah, the fruit one. You know, you've seen the memories bit, right?
Yeah, I'm not fully across it, but yeah, I've seen it on my phone. Why? What's going on in there?
In your photos, there's now a memories bit. It's been there for a few months. And what happens is, in memories, it groups together photos. It doesn't ask you. It just kind of does it. It's very clever, actually. So I've got on here a group that it's set up, which is best of the last 3 months.
Yeah,
and there's a couple of weddings I've been in there and like various things that we've done and stuff we've done on the show.
Oh, that's nice. I'm looking at it right now. I've got best of last week.
Oh, okay.
But I've only got last week because the phone's new, because remember I went down the toilet.
Oh, yeah. I've got one here called Portraits of Dubai. They make quite sweet titles.
But do you make the titles?
No, you don't do it. You have nothing to do with it. It's very clever. It just groups together all the pictures from your camera roll and puts them together in like a slideshow presentation if you want it.
Oh, wow. So if it knows the name of the place, it groups it by the place as well. It makes it sound... It sounds like something you've typed in.
No.
But you haven't.
Oh, I've seen another one just pop up, like home, and there's pictures of me at home. And then there's me, there's one called Old Trafford, which is when I went to DJ for Manchester United. It's very clever.
Does it have like an X's folder then? Or
I've not seen that yet. Generally, it'll be like, if you've been on holiday with them, then that will come up, yeah. There's another one, best of last week. I've just got that one as well. Then on Friday night, a new one pops up. Remember, I'm not creating these. And there's obviously loads of pictures of me and you in my phone together because we do a lot of stuff on the show.
Normal photos, just normal everyday photos.
Because we're mates, obviously there's quite a lot of photos in there. Let me find it for you. See what it is named, the collection of photos of me and you together.
Okay, so it's called... it's just called Together.
Yeah. Now that makes me think that my phone thinks that you and me are having it off.
Well, we're not.
Well, we're not, but like...
So why have you saved a folder
I haven't
together?
Saved it. I haven't saved it. It's in there. I have nothing to do with it. Your phone does it for you. What bit of this aren't you getting?
If someone was to take your phone, they'd be saying, that's a bit weird, he's saving pictures of him under a folder called Together.
Yeah, and also the picture does make... The picture on the top of Together Gallery does make us look like a couple.
Stop pretending you're in a couple with
me. I'm not. My phone is. My phone thinks we're doing it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love this person who says... I get this on my phone as well. But you do get your phone making different albums of you under the people section. My phone currently thinks I'm three different people. There's me when I don't look good in the morning, plus me on a night out, and me when I have sunglasses on.
Yeah.
It doesn't realise it's three different people. It can't tell the difference. Some people are saying, I've just put it on Twitter, the title of the photo gallery and memories that they put on.
Oh, that's not going to help things, is it?
Luke in Bournemouth says, your phone has got a point. You do have a big bromance going on. Not together though, are we?
BBC
Radio 1.
I don't want it to stop.
Absolutely not.
You got that thing that I've been looking for.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Okay, a new week of bangers. I've got a big arsenal of songs which I want to unleash on you this week.
Oh yeah?
I'm so ready for it. What about you?
Yeah, I've got some bangers for this week. Some
okay.
Really good ones.
Let's get to it. Laura is 20 in Manchester. Hiya. What are you doing and how's your Monday?
Yeah, it's all right. I just need a banger to get me through.
I know. It's that time on a Monday where you're like, just want to go home now.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, new week for you, Scott. I mean, after I won really convincingly last week, I should point out as
sure.
well. you need this week to start again with some fresh bangers.
I just want to pretend like last week didn't happen.
Yeah.
What do you do, Laura?
Sorry?
What do you do?
I work in social media and marketing.
Sweet.
Okay. Are you in charge of a specific social media account?
I am. I'm in charge of a few.
Are you in charge of Scott's?
I wish.
Are you the you HQ?
I think someone needs to be in charge of it.
So does that mean you're in charge of said account's DMs as well? I mean, you see everything.
I do.
Right.
Right, obviously you've got your own social media as well. Do you have to switch between your personal one and the accounts one of your company? Because that could be troublesome.
Yeah, there's been some faux pas.
Have there? What have you meant to send?
I once tweeted from the work account a complaint to Tesco. And it wasn't until the day after when everyone was like, why is there mouldy bread on this account? And I was like, oh yeah, that was meant to go from my personal.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you sound like the queen of social media. Just put a complaint to Wesco's there. Okay,
some of those mistakes are so funny though when they happen. As long as it's not yourself, of course, or your company. Anyway, shall we do this?
This is what I've got for you today. Oh, this is what I've got for you today. Nearly played the full song there. Hopeful. Old Eminem.
Oh, but good. This is my darts walk-on music.
I know.
Right?
I've not heard it for some time.
No, it's good. This.
Eminem, Lose Yourself. What you said about that, yeah. Flora? Okay. Or you can have this.
All right, Laura, you can have this. This is Rihanna, Hard, featuring Jeezy. Tune.
Completely depends what mood you're in, really.
Well, I think they're both good choices. But I'm going to have to think about what's going to get me through this Monday afternoon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I'm afraid I'm going to have to go with the girly track, Rihanna, please.
Oh,
we kind of swapped roles on this one today, Scott.
1-0.
1-0.
Just got to take it like a man. The people spoke, but many people disagreed.
Yeah, I think a person spoke and the people disagree as well. Actually, I disagree as well, because Eminem Lose Yourself is huge.
I hope you've got bangers insurance, Mills. You've been robbed.
But actually, I'll teach you a lesson for going for Eminem Lose Yourself, because you shouldn't be bringing that one out in bangers, I don't think.
Why?
Well, because nothing can beat it. It's unfair.
Well, I just did.
It's unfair. Well, yeah.
Someone says, are you going to do a Christmas special version of Bangers in the run-up to Christmas? Do you know what? I think that's being talked about at the moment.
Yeah, but I think what they're saying is doing Christmas songs on Bangers. Whereas I just kind of think when there's loads of Christmas songs about, I don't know if we want to be doing that on Bangers as well, do we?
No, I think there is a Bangers Christmas special, but it won't just be Bangers.
Is there?
It won't just be Christmas music.
See, no one tells me these things.
Yeah, well, I just have.
Right.
Have you seen the person that tweeted from the Everton FC account? Just had best day out with best sis in the world. From actual Everton FC. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So tonight, the brightest moon since 1948. Hashtag supermoon.
Supermoon!
Where are you going to be for it? Where will you be celebrating?
I don't know. Do you want to make a night of it? We do this occasionally. Or is it not really worth it?
I don't think it's going to be worth it. It's going to be like, I don't know whether I've ever told you this.
It's an amazing natural phenomenon. And you come out, it's probably not worth it.
No, because the only reason we'll be doing it, I mean, I would love to see it with you because we do a lot of things together. But I've just looked this up. If you try and take a picture of it on your phone, it will suck.
It'd be rubbish, yeah.
Just absolute rubbish.
Is it a couple's event, would you say, watching the supermoon?
I don't know. But you know as well that I'm not any good at taking photos, so mine will be the worst supermoon photo of all time. It'll just be dark.
Imagine your face by the supermoon. That's basically an eclipse, isn't
it? Two moons.
Two moons. Two supermoons.
Sound rude.
Yeah, what is the deal with it tonight then? So it'll just happen, won't it?
It'll just happen. But I'm not sure we make a night of it. I mean, I might call you. It was a bit like when I went, do you remember I went to Sweden in January to see the Northern Lights? And I went there just to see them. I thought this would be amazing. So I went on like a group trip out to the forest. You all go out there. There's like a few people from Finland, a couple of Norwegians, lots of Americans. And they sit you in a cabin and you're eating reindeer stew. And eventually they're like, guys, we've got someone on the lookout out there. As soon as the northern lights come, we'll get you out of the cabin because it was freezing cold. So we're all in the cabin trying to keep warm. But then obviously you've always got one, haven't you? One of the tourists has set up a tripod outside in the snow. American, and he's like, guys, the northern lights, it's happening now. So we would all put down our spoons from our reindeer stew, go out into the freezing cold, nothing, come back in again. 5 minutes later, guys, it's definitely the lights this time, come back out, can't see a thing. This went on all night. I just wanted to eat my stew.
So you're worried that the supermoon might not be the event that you're kind of thinking,
possibly going to be an anticlimax, I might say. Yes.
Well, I'm just thinking, isn't it the first time since, like, 1948 as well? Are we sure nothing freaky's going to happen?
I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Honey G's got new glasses, I've just seen. They're really square.
You've watched this video on loop now for the last, like, 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
It's rubbish.
Yo, 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 this is Honey G. H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G. It's Honey G. When I say honey, you say...
And then she leaves a gap for the G.
What? As if anyone is going, G.
Oh, I did.
So weird. Why are you obsessed?
Just because she's going to win. Because that's the kind of year it's been.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, I really like it when I get your emails about all sorts of subjects. And what I like is that we've known each other for such a long time now that I feel that you can really share things with me that you might not tell other people. Keep those coming. It makes the show. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Share away. You know I'll listen. Georgia sent me an email, and I'll let her explain what's happening. Hi, Georgia.
Hi, hi, Scott.
Oh, nearly wrong name there, which is weird because of what you're about to say. Go on.
Basically, for the past year or so, my university lecturer has been calling me Gloria instead of Georgia.
Okay.
So it happened like about a year ago. We were in our seminar and I put my hand up to answer a question and he just said, oh, okay, Gloria. And I was a bit like, what? And he was like, oh, I'm really sorry, I always call you that. And it was the first time he'd called me it. So I was a bit confused, to say the least.
Yeah. So is he still calling you that?
Yeah, he does call me it. And like, he did correct himself at the time. I was like, oh no, your name's Georgia. But since then has still called me Gloria, and I'm kind of a bit too scared to tell him now.
It's so tricky, isn't it? Because after time as well, you can't really, like, it seems more hassle than it's worse. You can't really say what your real name is. You just go along with it.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I do know him quite well, which is the awkward thing. Like, I see him once or twice a week, so it's not like he doesn't know me well.
Don't make a big thing of it, though. I think when next time in class where he goes Gloria, you just go Georgia, then answer the question. Just like gloss over it really quick. Like, Gloria, Georgia. Well, what I was going to say is, and then then it's not that awkward thing of like, well, actually, my name is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just play it a bit cool.
Just say it once really quick, I think.
Yeah, but it's got to the point where it's like an ongoing joke with all my uni mates now. Like it's now the nickname for me.
What, so they call you Gloria too?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just rebranded so now then. Yeah, it's gone that far.
Also, who's been called Gloria since the 50s?
It's a good question.
Exactly. I wouldn't mind if it was like a nice name. No offence to any Glorias out there.
Yeah, but I'm sure we have got some Glorias. I'm massively offended now, so sorry about that, everyone. Okay, well, good to speak to you, Gloria.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Right, and here's the thing. You didn't correct me.
She's gone. Oh, no, I didn't.
No, I just went, nice to speak to you, Gloria. You should have done what I said and went... Georgia. Yeah, love you, bye. Okay, let's do it again. All right, good to speak to you, Gloria.
Georgia, love you, bye.
That's it, you see, it works. Taylor's got something similar. Hey, Taylor.
Hello.
What's going on? Scott? Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Hi, Chris.
Hiya.
Nice to speak to you. So, I've got a bit of a similar situation, but my gender has got mixed up in amongst it.
Oh, excellent.
I've always... Taylor can be a last name, that's fine. People sometimes call me by my last name in mistake. But recently, one of my new clients started calling me Tom. just at the end of an email.
Has he met you?
Hi, Tom. Not face-to-face, but with my name being the being on my email, it's on my signature, I sign off as Taylor, I still get keep being called Tom. And I've got Christmas dinner with him in a little while, and... yeah, that's going to be very interesting.
Well, you've got a Christmas dinner coming up with him?
Yeah, and because he's one of my clients, I can't quite break it to him in any other way than repeating my name on email. Taylor.
He's going to, at some point just before Christmas, he's going to turn up and realise that you're not Tom.
Yes, I don't want to break his heart that I'm not Tom.
Well, my concern is, if you do put on some glasses and a hat and try and don a disguise, by the sound of your voice, and take this in the nicest possible way, you do sound a little bit like Honey G. And
That's a great compliment.
Okay, well, we're just managing to offend everybody today, aren't we?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mark in Norwich says some people are going to call you the wrong name as a power thing, so they have, like, control. Do you see what I mean?
I didn't know people would do it on purpose.
Yeah, it just causes a bit of worry. It makes them feel like they're above you. Kind of awkward, though, when people get your name wrong and it goes on too long and you can't really correct them anymore. Luke, what happened to you?
My manager has come back to work after 6 months off. Well, obviously my name's Luke, and I'm now Rob, apparently.
Oh no! What? So what, he's, I don't know, something's happened abroad. He's come back. He's calling you Rob.
He's been off for a hip operation.
Right.
Something terrible seems to have happened, and yeah, I'm Rob. I'm Rob now.
Hang on a second. But obviously, before he went off for 6 months, like, he knew you were Luke, right?
I worked with him for about 6 months, yeah. He always called me Luke.
But now you're Rob.
And now I'm Rob, yeah.
And I suppose the first time it happened, you just thought, oh, there's just a bit of a mistake there, we'll ignore it.
Yeah, I thought it was an inside joke that I wasn't getting or something.
Yeah, maybe it is. Is Rob Cockney rhyming slam for something, Scott, or does it have another meaning? I don't think so.
I can't think of it.
I don't think we've even got another Rob working with us.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I feel like I might have to say something.
Well, how long's it been? How long's he been calling you this?
Only yesterday, but it was all day.
Oh. No, but you need to jump in soon, otherwise it'll go too far and you won't be able to do it.
I'll be Rob forever.
Here's an idea. Name badge.
Oh, yeah. I've got to wear one as well.
Oh,
there you go.
That didn't work. He's obviously not looking at it.
Well, don't do what other people would do, which is just try and go along with it just to keep your boss happy. And definitely don't get a name badge with the fake name on.
But it's quite fresh, this, so I reckon you'll be able to rectify it today.
Yeah.
Are you actually going to do it?
I'll do my best, yeah. I'll try and resolve it.
You do it today?
Yeah, I'll get my identity back, yeah.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg's seeing Ollie Murs more than his own family at the moment.
I am, actually.
It does happen that sometimes with pop stars, I find. When they're doing the rounds, it's like, not seen my mum for a couple of weeks, seen Ollie Murs 5 times. I know that's not a normal thing to happen, but here at Radio 1, that does happen.
It does, yeah. It is nice to catch up with him.
What's
on
tonight?
Tonight, there is a special concert to celebrate Sir Terry Wogan. It's from the Albert Hall, and it features a load of artists performing some of his favourite ever songs. It's hosted by me and Fern. Ollie is singing, so is Ellie Goulding, The Vamps. Your favourite, Alexander Armstrong's on as well.
Oh, yes.
Singing in the Albert Hall.
I know, that's incredible. So,
And Take That as well.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's tonight on BBC One, hosted by you and Fern Cotton.
8:30 tonight.
8:30, that's going to be... Actually, I saw the trailer for it before EastEnders the other day. I thought I'm going to watch that.
It's a really lovely celebration of the great man.
Aww. And are you dressed formally for the occasion?
Yeah, he is.
I am going to be dressed formally for the occasion.
I love smart, Greg.
Very formally.
Are you wearing what you wear on the TV trail?
It's the Albert Hall, isn't it?
If
you can't wear smart for Albert Hall, when do you wear smart?
And for Sir Terry.
Of course.
Yeah, I remember seeing Charlie Sloth in a tux when he was doing something in the Albert Hall. I thought that was particularly good.
Yeah, it's all to do with Children in Need. It's Children in Need this week, so it's a big Children in Need rocks gig tonight.
8:30 tonight, BBC One. Here's today's Real or No Real.
Danny Dyer is related to William the Conqueror, King Edward III, former Olympic rower Matthew Pinsent, and pointless presenter Alexander Armstrong.
Ah, look, it's not thrown together, is it, this?
Well, Danny Dyer is related to old royalty.
What? There doesn't seem much royal about him.
No.
Does there?
I mean, that's being polite.
But maybe he didn't go to finishing school and just skipped out that bit. Because, you know, you can polish a diamond.
Yeah,
is that
you
the
can.
Phrase?
Diamond no. in the rough.
Polish a turd? No. No, I can't remember what the phrase is.
William the Conqueror, big name.
Yeah, King Edward III.
William the Conqueror, he
big
is
name.
Pretty famous, isn't he?
He's really big name.
Really, really famous. Imagine if he was on Instagram back in the day, he'd have so many followers.
Anyone, William the Conqueror?
Anyone got any famous ancestors here? Now, I've got a very loose connection to the
we
person,
know.
To who are you going to say then?
I know, is it going to be the one I think it is? Emma Bunton.
No, I do have a distant relation to her.
I forgot about her.
But also, I believe, a distant relation or a distant relation to a close colleague of the guy who invented penicillin.
What?
What, you?
Fleming. Yeah.
Fleming? Just using his surname.
Fleming. No real.
Good old Flemo. No back real. In the day, yeah, knew like my grand was what his else? Assistant or something.
Sure. Really?
Yeah, serious.
Wow.
Serious. I don't know if we've got any heirlooms floating about.
Do you remember that time for a while? I've since had it confirmed that it's not the case, when I thought that I was distantly related to June Brown, who plays Doc Cotton.
It's more like, I think it's maybe someone pointed out, it's more your demeanour.
Mm. You do have a similar demeanour. No? You don't think? Scott, when you take your clothes to the laundrette, you are very June Brown.
I am not.
I love it when Scott is genuinely speechless, with mouth open. Genuinely offended.
Face of fish.
Massively long fags.
Now, Greg, yeah, we know...
In a laundrette.
That's what I mean.
Greg, you
fags
have...
that are so long, they droop in the middle.
With those holders on the end of them.
No, like, not that. Like really long ones.
Like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah. Okay, so is Danny Dyer actually royal?
Greg, your ancestors as well. I've seen a picture of you, some old art that I saw on Instagram.
That
where
photo.
There's a guy, it's on your Instagram, right? There's a picture that someone's seen in an art gallery or something. Honestly, the bloke in it looks like Greg James.
Yeah. It's an art gallery in Copenhagen.
I've seen that.
And it's just...
It's insane.
And it's a meme that people... Because the woman, they're at dinner and the lady's got a napkin over her head and she looks a bit weird. So they're going, when you're having a tough day or whatever, it's the meme. And I got sent it so many times because the guy...
Well, it's you.
It's not a great... It's not a, I mean, it's not that complimentary, but...
Oh, it's so like Greg.
It's no June Brown, no. But it's...
So Danny Dyer then, William the Conqueror.
Edward the Third. Matthew Pinsett and Alexander Armstrong off a pointless.
He
Chris,
does
what
have the kind of commanding, dominating attitude of William the Conqueror, so I'm going to say real.
Sort of the modern day William the Conqueror.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Real.
That one is real.
Unbelievably, it's true. As part of the new series of Who Do You Think You Are, Danny found out he's related to William the First. Technically, he is grandfather 22 times removed. Matthew Pinsett and Alexander Armstrong can also trace their lineage back to William the Conqueror. So they are distantly related.
Great.
And next.
Eddie Redmayne's Oscar statue is currently missing its head as his best friend thought it was a replica and broke it by pretending to snap it in half.
This is the problem when you let friends... take hold of valuable things, isn't it? Like when Rita Ora broke my toilet that time.
What? When was that?
Last Christmas, last Halloween. Well, it could have been Caroline Flack, but...
Yeah, I didn't know you'd named her before.
Have I not?
No, I didn't. No,
I don't think you have.
God. I thought it was meant to be a mystery.
I'm having really one of those foot-in-mouth days today.
Foot-in-mouth?
Foot-in-mouth. What?
Well, you know... I do think that Ora broke it. Anyway, so... Eddie Redmayne's Oscar, his mate's like, well, it's not a real one, is it? Snap. So it's heads off now.
It's like those chocolate bodies you can buy from somewhere. You know, the ones that look like Oscar statue, you always eat the head first.
Oh. Also, there's always that person in the friendship group who tries to be wacky and sort of pretends to drop your phone in a pint. They go, oh. Yeah, and I always go, if you'd actually done that then...
I'm going to hit you.
I would be so angry. Yeah. In any way is that funny.
And also, the friend won't pay for it.
No.
No chance.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I agree. There's always one that takes it too far. And Eddie Redmayne sounds like he's got one of those. Only they were in the company of an Oscar. His Oscar at the time.
From, did they all go to, isn't he from, did he go to Harrow?
Yeah.
So it'd be like, oh, that's not a real Oscar though, is it, Eddie? Come on, that's not a real one.
Oh, let's break it.
I always think the impression of Harrow is unfair to the people of Harrow.
It's
because
not.
Because that's the school on the top of the hill that you're doing the accent for.
The people at the bottom of the hill are people like you.
Yeah, but down on St. Anne's, and that is me down there. I don't feel even comfortable being up on the hill.
Well, no, they wouldn't let you up there.
No, they wouldn't. Or they'd certainly judge me.
Yeah.
They would not let you up to the Mott and Bailey Castle.
You'd definitely have to pay a toll.
You don't want to come through, muggle.
It's the St. Anne's shopping centre and the bus stop down there for me.
Yeah, it's completely different down the bottom to the top.
How many Oscars do you have, young man?
Eddie Redmayne's Oscar is currently broken. Greg, real or no real?
I feel like that might be real.
Chris. I don't think he's got the type of friends. I think he would have very sensible, good friends. They wouldn't touch his Oscar, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No. Statue is absolutely fine. He told Grimmy this morning it's actually on his mantelpiece with some underwear on it.
Oh.
Tiny underwear.
Yes.
And tomorrow on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, Grimmy is joined by David Walliams. And finally,
the latest trend to take the gastronomic world by storm, the Nutella burger.
Well interested.
As you've learned on this show before, it's not actually said that way. It's Nutella.
So it's a chocolate burger.
I cannot abide
sounds
that.
Sounds rude.
But it's true.
I cannot abide
that's
that.
That's what the company want you to call it.
I don't care what the company think.
Well, their company is the ones providing you with the chocolate.
So when you hear an advert for IKEA, and the guy is suddenly going, IKEA? Are you joking?
It's like, hang on a second, it's been IKEA for years.
Sorry.
Gentlemen, but what we're talking about here is chocolate beef. What's your views?
Well, I don't have any with it. I'm really excited by that.
Does it excite you? Because for me, that feels like a meeting of worlds that I don't want to meet.
I've got to be honest. Chocolate between bread is not for me.
Disagree with it, do you?
No, they love it on the continent, don't they?
Chocolate between bread? They love it.
No.
What did you say?
Chocolate between bread. Chocolate sauce or spread between bread. Not for me.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Are you joking? Lads, no. I had a chocolate pizza today? Yesterday.
Did you?
Chocolate pizza, yeah. It's kind of... fine, actually.
It's not okay.
Not with tomato, surely.
No. It was just... It looked like a pizza, but it was chocolate.
It's not really a pizza, though, without tomato, is it? That's a different discussion, but those white pizzas can get in the bin.
So you do as they do in Europe, do you, both of you, and have the Nutella on the breads?
Absolutely.
I like it, but I don't know about chocolate mints.
I love it so much, I'll have it on a pan of chocolate.
Oh, love. Someone's doing well.
Double. Yes, double.
Someone is doing well. That's so European of you,
Would you not? Would you not?
I don't know.
If the option's there, at a hotel breakfast, you've got a little sachet of Nutella, and you've got a sort of dodgy old...
On a hotel breakfast?
Yeah.
No chance. Hotel breakfast, you load up on absolutely everything else except for that.
You have all of it.
Yeah, all of it.
It's the beauty. You have the eggs, then you have that as a little pudding.
The gastronomic world is taken by storm. We're about to be by the burger with chocolate in it. Real or no real?
I really hope this is real.
I don't think you can have chocolate beef, so I think no real.
That one is real.
It's true. Well, it's not really taken the world of food by storm, but it has been released by the restaurant that rhymes with Whack Donald in Italy. It's basically a hearty helping of the sandwich spread, sandwiched between two glistening buns.
Really? So no... No
chocolate mints. Okay. It's just chocolate in the middle of two buns. At the end of that round, real or no real?
I got 20. Greg got 20.
Oh, yes. And Greg James is with you from 4 this afternoon.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, we have the host of Celebrity Storage Hunters, Sean Kelly, joining us for Innuendo Bingo. That'll be at 1:45. Scott Mills.